This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and happy Bi Visibility Day to all the other bisexuals out there, except for my ex-girlfriend, who I'd like to erase. Heyo!
Gonna be that kind of podcast, huh?
Okay.
I'm Brandi Posey, and the Instagram algorithm keeps trying to sell me a yoga trapeze, like I don't know, a sex swing when I see one. Smah.
I'm Tess Barker, and huge ups to the couple I spotted at the Target Cafe with their own open bottle of vodka. Icons.
This is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello. We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and lady, ladies and lady.
All right. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody.
Thank you for being
Hell
a friend.
Yeah. Which Target were you at?
I was actually in Pasadena.
Pasadena
I was
Target.
Not at our
what
Target.
The fuck, Tess?
Whoa. Well, my bookstore is right next door to Vroman's. Target. Vroman's.
Yeah. Called them today. Did you get a book delivered there?
Oh, that's great. I love getting a book delivered at Vroman's.
Yeah, it's delightful. Can't
I'm such a stickler about that. Like, I will not order books on Amazon. I will drive an hour to go get a fucking book at Vroman's. Also, just I love going to Vroman's.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice. I called like three different independent bookstores today to see if they had it also, and none of them did. And they were like, thanks for calling.
Yes.
All the phone calls.
Dust the cobwebs off of the phone.
We don't have it.
Thank you so much for calling them.
But Vroman's is like,
it rules.
They're doing great. It's thriving.
Yeah, I think the few that are left are doing well because like they've held out.
And
now it's cool to go to them again. So people are like, oh, okay. Absolutely. I'm not saying you guys stop, but other people.
We never stop. Somebody did say to me the other day, though, reading is coming back.
Ooh.
Let's bring on our guest.
Yeah. As of today, the newest writer on the Jim Jefferies show, Lisa Curry, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us from your job writing on Jim Jefferies show if writing is coming back?
Writing and reading are both dead.
Oh, I said writing instead of reading.
Illiteracy is
I'm
the way to go.
Idiot.
Yeah. Just drawing pictures of the things that you want. Crude stick figures.
Yeah.
The direction we're going in.
That's
reading
hilarious.
Is coming back.
That's what Amazing. It feels like being a writer is you are just waiting for reading to come back.
Yeah.
Because you've written all this and you realize that no one wants to read.
Yeah. No one does.
Well, yeah, it's got to be hot. It's got to be trendy.
Yeah. Being a writer is like being a chef who only makes broccoli souffle. It's going to be like a very...
Cool.
Exactly. You're making something that only like a very small group of people wants to consume.
What about like an app? Huh? What about like the Uber of reading? Have we thought about this?
Yeah.
Twitter?
Yeah, let's underpay people to read words to us.
I don't know. That might be something
Listen,
there.
You can pay me to read to you. Well, that's a service
that
I provide.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. I'll do all the voices. It's great.
Do you know who I would love to have read to me is Karen Kilgariff. I'm like upset. Her voice is just so soothing.
It's very
I'm like,
soothing.
Can
who
you?
No.
Yeah. I've never heard her talk, actually.
I think about that all the time. I'm like, because I don't know her. I like, I've just kind of met her and I know her in passing. And I'm like, I want to be friends with her, but I think that she would hate being friends with me because I'd be like, read me a bedtime story. And she'd be like, what are you doing?
She might be into it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe
First
don't
of all,
do that
I think
part,
you guys would get along very well.
I do.
Yeah. You're both salty in this way.
Yeah. It would be great. Okay, some perfect. Great shit talking guys. Oh, my good Lord.
Yes.
She could read you. She could write shit about people and then read that to you while you went to sleep.
Amazing.
Nice.
I would sleep so soundly.
Yeah. That's the Sleep With Me podcast we need to make.
Yes.
Right? We're like, send us the person you don't like. We're going to look up their Facebook and we're going to talk shit on all their photos as you go to bed.
So soothing.
Just a soothing list of your enemies and
when their parents stopped loving them.
Jonathan married a second-rate tattoo artist.
Yes.
And the beer gut has gotten worse.
Like, we can't really tell the before and after on the tattoo cover-up, so.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Worth $100
a day. Absolutely.
Yeah. New Patreon level, everybody. Listening.
Please. Please. God,
that's
please.
Really funny.
I actually went to go see the Linda Ronstadt doc last night with Karen, and we were just weeping next to each other in a theater, so that was really fun.
I love it.
I love Linda Ronstadt.
Dude, the doc is so good.
Oh, is it?
It's really, really good. She didn't give a fuck, and it's, like, very inspiring to see her just, like, doing all these different kinds of music, not thinking about her career at all, but just being like, this is where my art is taking me, and if this is the last, like, she walked away from rock and roll to do opera, basically, because she just wanted to challenge herself, because that's what my mom used to listen to, and I wanted to do an album that my mom would like.
Wait, so you're telling me Linda Ronstadt has an opera album?
Yeah.
Is it good, or is it like when Michael Jordan went to baseball?
I don't know what good opera is.
I'll tell you, Brandy. Okay. I know good opera.
Well, it's her and Kevin Kline were nominated for Grammys in some Pirates of Penzance or something.
Oh. Oh. Well, that's, yeah.
Is that not opera?
It is. I would say Pirates of Penzance is a musical.
Okay.
I guess it's an opera. I don't think there's any book scenes.
It's
in
a lot
it.
Of that, like a lot of that stuff. There which are to notes me, that's, opera. That's yeah. opera noise. That's an opera noise to me.
Yeah.
You're Mariah Carey, opera.
Opera. Yeah.
She should do an opera. Mariah doing an opera.
Yeah, her mom
insane.
Was an opera singer.
She
isn't that what it was?
Yeah. She just gets carried around on stage by multiple men at once. She is an opera.
She's the original diva. She's a human opera.
Yeah. She's living the opera.
The Phantom of the Opera, not an opera.
Yeah, yeah. You have to look at Mariah through those glasses. That's the only way you can look at her.
Because they were like, nobody wants to watch this. Let's do a musical about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I would love to hear that opera album. You know who's a good opera singer?
Who?
Retta.
Oh yeah.
She's like,
oh yeah, I saw her do it on a show or something.
She's
right?
got like cool. a voice like an angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I think I saw her sing on like a talk show once or something like that. Oh wait, by the way, I was driving over, I saw Brandon when I was driving and I was singing Oops I Did It Again by Britney Spears to myself.
Yes, you were.
But I was also in the middle of Bluetooth messaging my talk to speech, whatever, speech to text, my landlord, so it picked it up. And this is what it thinks Oops I Did It Again says. These are the words it said.
Okay,
poops I did it, and to God, lost in this game, I'll be okay to send mama no, and send more than yes, I did see that Cynthia is just partner is certain.
Wow.
So accurate.
So, I mean, yeah, that's a new hit single, good. I think
so.
Now I know how the Manson family felt. There's new messages in Oops, I Did It Again that I had no idea about.
Of course there is. Of course
the Beatles were talking to them.
We're killing all Cynthia's.
I should just hit send on this to my landlord, Bob, and just see what he...
See if Bob gets the Brit reference.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, like, exactly.
How well does Bob know you? Does he know this happened because you were singing?
Like, are you having a stroke?
It's funny because it says, hey, Bob, I'll be away this weekend. Is there any time the following poops I did it into God? Hey, Bob, you know?
Beautiful.
Bob.
Oh, speaking of poops, I shit my pants at work.
Wait, how long did that take? 7 minutes and 26 seconds. All right.
This bitch told me this while I was in a Hertz rental car. I was alone in the lobby and I just started cackling.
Today has been fucking insane. One of the craziest days, a lot of things going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Adrenaline going, just so many things. Mm-hmm. I drank a lot of coffee this morning. And I was at my day job at work. And this is the kind of story you hear comics tell at a stupid fucking thing. And you think is not real.
Yeah.
But it's real.
It really happened.
I didn't doubt it for a second.
It happened to me. MTV True Life, I shit my pants at work.
So, okay. Can you go on?
Can you paint, for lack of a better phrase, paint a picture
okay.
for us?
So I'm not gonna. It wasn't like. It wasn't like a full on spread.
Wait, no. Let's go back. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had overnight oats. I made a good breakfast for myself.
Oh man, okay.
But I just had a lot. There was so much going on that my heart, I was going all over the place.
And you were like a puppy. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, and my boyfriend, when he makes a coffee, makes it really strong. So it has really strong coffee. I'm contributing that.
Don't
to
put this on Adam.
Mostly.
No, I think it's coffee a lot of the coffee. A fair share of the
coffee. It was the coffee's fault partly. And then I was at my desk, luckily alone. So when I'm alone at my desk, I'll fart sometimes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And I farted, but it wasn't a fart.
Oh no. Oh no.
Do you know what's amazing? I said, because you said the thing about the coffee. My boyfriend doesn't drink coffee, and I hate it. I want him to drink coffee because I'm like, share my addiction.
Yeah.
And he's like, it gives me diarrhea. I was like, yeah, that's like the whole point of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get the caffeine and then you get the diarrhea.
Yeah. 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 And people are like, it makes me jittery.
It's a cleanse. It's
like,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's all part of the package.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you get rid of your breakfast and then you move on to a juice lunch. Hello. Like, exactly. What are you? Yeah. This is Los Angeles.
LA, baby.
Yeah. Coffee's dating profile is diarrhea.
That's what it says.
That's why you drink it at home so you can let it get through your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had through my.
I have to sit in that chair.
Yeah, so
oh, yeah, Brandy also works at this
God
place.
God damn it. I have to sit in your shit
shitty,
chair.
Brandy.
I didn't
think
about that. I didn't think about that. It was a very, I will say, it was a small mistake. Okay. It wasn't.
But there. Nonetheless, did you have to go home?
I threw my underwear in the trash and then I just put my pants back on.
Yeah.
That's how you move on with your day. Yeah.
That's the move. That's amazing.
I didn't know what else. I was like, I can't go home. I mean, I could have, but I was the only one working.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Because that is.
It happened.
Wow. And is this the first time as an adult you've shit your pants?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. It's a great day for it.
It's a great day.
I used to have a running bit with a friend of mine because she thinks comedians are the most disgusting people on earth. And she's like, I don't understand. I'm always hearing stories of comics shitting themselves. What's wrong with you people? And then so every time I'd see something like in a tweet or somewhere, I would send it to her. And she's like, stop this. What's happening?
Is it only happening to us or are we the only people talking about it?
I think we're the only people that talk about it. But this feels like a comedian specific. All right. As if I haven't talked about shitting my pants on here enough. This is like 6 months ago. I was home.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're so close to a toilet.
I was home.
You're so close.
Which is the good news and the bad news, you know? But like I was having one of those mornings where I was just so laser focused on like replying to emails and doing stuff that like I felt myself having to poop. But because the bathroom was right there, I was like, one more email. One more. And I just kept pushing it until it pushed.
And you pushed it.
I pushed it.
You got to know.
This is when you need the astronaut diaper, truly.
Yes.
You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them fast.
This is why you take your laptop just into the bathroom on the toilet.
Have you done that? Yeah.
Oh, often.
I feel like I must have, yeah. As much as I work. Like, I can't remember a time specifically, but I'm like, that doesn't seem...
It'd be weird if you hadn't. Odd.
Yeah, it would be weirder to be like, oh, really? I haven't. I haven't taken my laptop.
Really?
Into the
oh, no.
Someone showed you footage, and you're like, oh, I haven't never...
Are you sure? Is there something you missed?
They play back that Truman Show of my life. Really? One laptop not in the bathroom. Interesting.
Well, now that the poop's out of the bag, not to me... I didn't want to spoil the poop story, but you, when you were singing the Poops, I Did It Again lyrics, I was like, right. How perfect.
Is she going to talk about
that? Yeah. See, it's the algorithm listening to your day. The
Siri
algorithm
really
knows.
Is, yeah.
I know. I'm probably going to start getting like wipes in my Instagram ads or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Report back to us on your ads.
We'll see what the Robert overlords, robot, Robert, you know, same difference. Fuck.
Amazing.
The Robert apocalypse.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's worse. The robot apocalypse or the Robert apocalypse.
I have a lot of good Roberts in my life.
Actually, I have a bad Uncle Bobby that negates most Roberts I know.
My Uncle Bobby's the best.
Ooh, yeah.
Both of our Uncle
Bobby,
Bobbies are
but
gay,
he's great.
Right?
No, my Uncle Steve is the gay one. Okay. My Uncle Bobby is the opposite of
who's
everything.
Your Bobby? What? Who's
oh,
your Bobby?
My Uncle Bobby's just insane.
We,
he's like
we,
a war
you
veteran.
All have Uncle Bobby?
We all three of us have Uncle Bobby.
I have Uncle Bobby too.
Are you really?
Yes.
You have an Uncle Bobby?
We all have an
we
Uncle Bobby.
Have Uncle Bobby's.
Wow.
Yeah. Mine's also my godfather. Anyone?
Mine's my
anyone?
Godfather.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Mine was going to be my godfather, but he turned it down.
Ah, that's even better.
Yeah, he was like too Catholic. He turned it down, dude. He was like, I don't believe in that. So that's
he
why I'm a
comedian.
He was
too Catholic? to be a god.
I thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was that is Catholicism. Catholic.
No, yeah. It's like, well, or he was something. His excuse was that it's like wasn't a part of maybe because like we weren't being raised Catholic or something.
Did you get baptized?
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, but not in a Catholic church.
Like, oh, that's what it is.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I was baptized Methodist. That's
no,
it.
My godfather.
You could have just told us you were Satan's child or whatever.
Exactly.
But...
I would have brought the holy water.
That is also true.
No, my Uncle Bobby's like, oh my god, I got the best Uncle Bobby.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
mine's awful.
We have to. I want to get all of my Uncle Bobby.
Honestly, you do not want my Uncle Bobby.
You want mine.
I'm not saying you want mine either, but it'd be fascinating.
I can't believe we should probably go to Santa Barbara and party with my Uncle Bobby. He's the best.
Great. Yeah. I think I remember him from your wedding. You sounded great.
That is so funny.
Mine's an insane person. I mean, I love him, but he's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Are your Uncle Bobby's like the wild one at the party?
Wild in what way? My Uncle Bobby's the kind of guy that will go to his brother's wedding, and because his brother's gay, he'll get blackout drunk and then drive home and not tell anybody where he is and don't answer
I
the phone.
I think that's a lot. Is that wild as well?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. I
that whole area is wild.
Yeah. Mine was like neighbors with Diane Feinstein in San Francisco doing mescaline with her.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, is this an exclusive? Hey, Feinstein heads out
there. I don't
know
definitively that Feinstein was on mescaline, but I know she was there.
Okay, that's all we need. That's all we need.
This is going to take someone down.
This makes me respect her more, actually.
Wait, did you guys know that Jerry Brown dated Linda Ronstadt?
Oh, yeah, I did know that.
That was like they were serious for a while. It was like the chunk of the documentary is about the relationship.
He was mayor?
Yeah, yeah.
Or governor,
yeah. I was
wow.
like, what? That's so weird.
It's such a weird straight edge thing to do. To
I know.
Date the governor.
Well, he was like a hot young governor. And then you see old Jerry Brown now and you're like, what? You did Linda Ronstadt? It was very weird. It was 70s
strange.
Baby.
Well, it's kind of like how Rosario Dawson is with Cory Booker.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I also think that makes she previously no sense. Dated Eric Andre.
Eric Andre to Cory Booker is...
Yeah, like what did Eric do? I mean, he's like, I don't know. I'm also like secretly in love with Eric Andre. I think he's so hot and funny. And I'm like, really? Now you're dating Cory Booker? How corny.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like she went down.
Cory Booker is definitely corny. And I wonder how much of that is the vegan. Even as a vegan?
I think it's just him. I think he's just a corny boy.
Yeah.
He's a corny boy.
He's a corn boy.
Yeah,
he's a corn boy. I don't know why. I don't sign up for anyone's email list, but I was on his for some reason. I must have signed some petition.
Oh, they all buy each other's like email lists and shit too.
Did you guys watch the debates? What was it he said? He said something like old timey and stupid. It wasn't fiddle faddle. It was like he said like balderdash or something. And I was like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
He's also so much younger than everyone.
I know.
Talking like besides like Mayor
it's like,
Pete
who
or whatever.
Are you appealing to?
Yeah.
My grandma swears.
Yeah.
What's going on? You know?
I don't know. It's strange.
Dag Nabbit. That's what he said.
Oh,
Dag
wow.
Nabbit?
Oh, he was talking about something and he like punctuated it with Dag Nabbit. He's like, if we can't get this done, then Dag Nabbit. And I was like, no. You should be disqualified now. This
I
was
feel
so
like
bad.
Trusting Dag Nabbit in a big speech is like trusting a fart when you've had a lot of coffee, though, because that's such an easy to flub word.
It is the shart of words for sure.
Also, like, that was like a.
Were you talking about Cory Booker or were you in the bathroom today?
That was an organic Dag Nabbit. Like that, that was not him like planning to say that. That was just something he naturally said.
You think it was off the cuff?
I don't know if that might be more horrifying for me. I'm like, what are you
not, I'm sorry,
doing,
I'm here
man.
To tell you.
You want the nuclear codes?
How do you go from Eric Andre to Dag Nabbit?
Yeah. Who like most of America has seen Eric Andre's Dag Nabbit.
Yeah. Most. Yeah. I keep a picture of it on my phone.
That got screen capped so fucking fast.
Of course.
It was gone immediately.
There was like a running joke between another friend of mine and I where we would just like send it to each other in the middle of the day, be like, hope you're having a great Monday.
Are people doing that with my like nude photo? I mean, not nude, but thirst traps having a good day.
Should I?
No,
should
no,
I
I'm
send
that
out? I'm like, I will.
Guys, I just don't think about what people are doing with like those photos.
Yeah. Someone is probably.
Someone's doing something.
For sure.
Someone's doing something with
for sure. I would be insulted if somebody wasn't like masturbating to my thirst trap. Like, I don't want to hear about it, but I want
no,
to
you
like.
You don't
want to
hear about it.
I want
it.
To know like on it's a sixth there. Sense level that it's happening.
I had a guy send me a message that said like, just want you to know the thirst traps are much appreciated. It's like, you don't need to say that.
Please don't. That makes me want to do it less.
Yeah. Don't need to say that.
Yeah.
If you ever want us to have a conversation again, you don't need to say this.
Yeah.
No.
We've talked about this before, but it's a funny, weird need to be like, you know, I jerked off to that.
Yeah. That was like when I had somebody come up to me after a storytelling show who we know. The story is about me getting drunk and waking up in a bathing suit at a community college. And after in a bikini at a community college. By the way, I'll just slightly retell the story. So I woke up, not a dime to my name, no car, no cell phone, in a bathing suit at a bikini college. At a community college.
Same thing.
So I told this story, and this guy comes up to me. He's like, just one question. Was it halter or bandeau?
Oh, no.
Let's tell Lisa whose name it was on air and then bleep it.
Okay. You want to hear the names?
Or can we write it down so that, like...
Oh, yeah.
Jackie and Laurie style.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Right. Type it. Yeah, and then we'll
sorry,
go to
no listeners. Problem, though. I'm being a real jerk.
problem. Just give me
bandeau.
Also, what guy knows what, the no, word bandeau?
That's the creepiest part.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the creepiest
it's so
part.
Weird.
Sean, you would not know
because
bandeau.
You know this person was like aggressively
like,
picking
Band-Aid?
Up bikinis for their girlfriend at yeah, one point. Like, exactly. No, you must go with this.
Sean doesn't know who Sandra Bullock is. He doesn't know what the no. word bandeau is.
Wait, remind
guys,
me.
Guys, Lisa's so sorry. Facing away. She can't handle it.
I mean, the thing is, he definitely
just,
knows
like,
the word
I lost
is.
My yes. breath for a second. I was so upset. So upset.
Okay, well, we're going to go not talk
put
about
on a
this.
Thank you. Right back.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Beth.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Lisa Curry.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. Do you have a MySpace?
Currently?
I know it's out there somewhere. I never dismantled it. Although I started to take my Facebook apart.
Oh.
Like where I would like pull photos off of them and delete it and whatever and start to dismantle the whole thing. And then I wanted to get rid of Facebook, but then you need it for fucking road gigs.
I know. It's really
everyone
shitty
books
as a comic.
Through fucking
it
Facebook.
Sucks a dick.
Yeah.
I really would love to get rid of social media.
I don't mind like Instagram is fun for me and I have fun just being an asshole on Twitter because I'm like, well, whatever, I'll say whatever I want. And then I just watch other shit that I like. But Facebook where I'm like connected to people, like, some of my family is very exhausting.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, or I like have a couple family members. I'm not even going to say where they are at in my family because I don't want to narrow it down. But like a couple of family members that are like stunningly stupid. Like they're so dumb.
Do they comment on like all your stuff?
No, but I'll see their posts. They're very emotional posts.
Right.
And I'm
right,
like,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So no MySpace, I don't think. I mean, it's up there somewhere.
Sure.
Yeah, find me.
I feel
me.
Like it all is. I mean, I think at one point in my life, I've put way too much information everywhere.
Oh, so. Absolutely.
No, not me. It's all locked down tight.
It would be
not
so
revealed
easy to
anything,
dox me.
Yeah. You know, embarrassing. Yeah.
Oh, on this weekly show that we broadcast to thousands and thousands of
definitely
people.
Definitely not within the last 20 minutes or so.
Everything's totally fine.
It's so funny whenever I try to get, like, taken seriously for whatever reason, because, like, you just... very quickly Google me. Like, it's just, like, so easy to not take me seriously. Like, it's just a choice you make. Like, you reach a threshold in comedy where it's, like, you're not going to med school.
No.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting into med school.
I always think it's law school for comics. Because that's why I feel like most comics
feels
that thought that they were going to be.
That's funny, because law school was my backup.
Me
that's
too.
What I'm saying. Yeah. That's why it's
that's
law.
Really
yeah,
funny.
That's what it
yeah, arguing professionally, one way or the other.
Yeah.
That's why I have, like, on my website, I only have, like, a super clean.
We took away the other ability for the other party to fight.
That's smart.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry. Oh, I was just saying. Sorry, I didn't mean. I was like, oh no, I'm talking over
you.
But like on my website, I only have like a super clean clip, and it's at this point, it's like 3 years old or 4 years old. So I'm kind. It makes me wince a little bit, but I'm like, it's not bad. It's just squeaky clean, and it's not very representative of who I really am. But
yeah,
I'm
you're
like,
a filthy bitch.
Like I booked. I don't know. I've done a couple corporates and I know they go to my website. Although one of them then like dug deeper into my YouTube and then like reached out to the friend who recommended me and was like, I don't know if Lisa's right. You know, she sent us a clean video, but then but I've seen some other stuff online and it's like, you hired me to do clean. I'm going to do clean.
Guess
just
what?
Relax.
Yeah. Comics can do more than one kind of act.
You can give me parameters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I can work with
that. That drives me crazy.
I think I can handle this 15 minute set. Thank you.
We've been doing this long. You can pick out enough jokes that don't say balls or whatever.
Yeah, fucking throw me a topic. I'll write a whole new 15 minutes. I don't give a shit. Like, what do you need for me to make that much money?
Exactly. I will work for it.
But I will suck your dick at the end of the night.
And it's going to be hilarious.
We did some random show in Altadena maybe it was like a month ago. That ended up being like a church group, but we didn't know it.
No, we showed up.
And we were like, okay, it's stage time. You know, like whatever, we're here.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it was kind of like a challenge because I was like, I'm just going to have to be super clean. Like these are church people. Like, so the whole time I'm sitting there just like trying to think of what I have that doesn't, you know, have the word pussy in it or what have you. Mm-hmm. I get up, I do my clean set. Right after me, it was a mix show of like comedy and music. Right after me, this woman gets up and she's like, so, hi, thank you. I'm just going to say a fake name. I'm Kat. This is my brother, Joey. Recently, I went through a divorce. And so I, as a musician, have just been trying to see where I am sexually, like with my sexual tension. And she proceeded to sing three different songs about fucking as duets with her brother who was playing the guitar.
Absolutely not. No.
Were people cool with it?
Sean and I were dying. Like, we...
Oh, my God.
Were people uncomfortable or not?
No. Only Sean. We were like, how is no one...
Wow. Well, in the...
Oh, because she was trying to be somber and not
funny.
Oh, yeah.
It was like it was like the Cranberries-esque.
Oh, man. That's so funny. That's amazing.
Well, and, like, church people are probably like, well, wait, I mean, Adam and Eve, all their kids had to fuck at some point, too.
Yeah, they're like, I mean, it's, you know, it's...
Yeah, this happened.
Yeah. It's holy. It's between a brother and sister.
That's what the royals do. Yeah.
Family first.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
How else are you keeping the bloodline clean, please?
Absolutely.
Happy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we're going to ask you some... Do you remember those quizzes on MySpace people would, like, do? Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just random questions.
Yeah.
So don't fuck this up.
Oh, you're asking me the questions?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's
there's no
wrong answers. When you think of your MySpace, it might make your heart. Question number 117. Have you ever seen someone you knew and purposely avoided them?
Yes, every day. Are you kidding me?
That's why just running away from people.
Wait, before I quit my job at the restaurant, people would come in and like people I knew would sit down and make direct eye contact with
me.
Like people like knew they knew me and would look at me and I would look at them and I'd just like kind of give them this dopey smile like, I'm Amanda. Who's Lisa Curry? You know, like I also have this... What I'm only recently realizing is a problem, but where I think this isn't a joke. This part isn't a joke. I do think all blonde white women look the same. I do. We're kind of just like this.
Privilege.
We're like this grayscale.
Yeah. You're very correct, Tess. Right.
And I like.
And do you feel like? Because I feel like for me, I automatically get along with other blonde women.
Yeah.
Like we get along. Like we all just are like.
Yeah. It's when you have a shared understanding.
I'm sure you like that with redheads.
No.
Like watching Tommy Lauren do her dumb bullshit, it feels like
I hate her. Yeah.
But watching her do her shit feels like disappointing to me on like a
Not representing you.
An internal level. I'm like, what are you doing? This is not what we do.
Exactly.
You know, like this is not
totally. And it's like they're about for the grace of God, go I bitch. Shut your fucking mouth.
Exactly. To the point where like I got into an argument with one of my neighbors in my building. We got in this screaming match. And then like a week later, I just walked past him thinking like, oh, he doesn't know who I am. Like I've lived in the building for 6 years and he like gave me this dirty look and I was like, ugh, I can't believe he gave me a dirty look. I thought for sure like he didn't
remember
me. So Rick Wood and I wrote a pilot together, so we were going to go work on it. I don't know why I'm giving you so much backstory. Anyway, Rick came to pick me up, and so he like pulled up in front of my building, and like he pulled up as I was coming down the stairs, and my neighbor came out. He's like this older man. He doesn't drive. He rides a bicycle everywhere. And he starts, I walk out and his head is in Rick's passenger window screaming at him. He's like, "You're fucking double parked. I'm calling the police." And Rick was like, "I'm going to fucking kick your ass."
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're screaming. And then the guy's like, "Your friend threatened me." I was like, "Then call the police, dude. Get shut up. Who cares?" Like, go. And then he confronted me about it in the hall like 2 days later. God. And he's like, I'm a calm person. And this is like, I have to say, this is like the 100th time a man has done this to me, literally screaming in my face about what a calm person he is. I am calm. And I was like, you're not. I don't know what was wrong with me in that moment, but I said to his face, I was like, you are a fucking lunatic. I was like, you were screaming at me that day. I was like, you've screamed at me in the laundry room before. And he's like, I never have. I was like, when I first moved in and like we got into this whole thing. And then like 4 days later, I was 100% certain he would not recognize my face.
That's so cool.
Turns out he did recognize it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You need to invest in like some newspaper to like hold up while you walk down the hall or like, you know.
A palm frond.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a brunette wig.
Yeah. Do you know who Kyle Elliott is?
No.
He's like I think he produces some stuff or whatever, but he kept coming into the restaurant right before I quit. And like, I've known him for 5 years maybe. And I just kept looking like I wouldn't acknowledge him like, oh, hey, like I just kept looking at him like he was a complete stranger. And then I ran into him like a couple of weeks ago and it was really bizarre where he was just like, hey, how are you?
Oh,
like,
God,
unsure of,
worst.
Like, I've made eye contact with you 10 times in the last year and you refuse to acknowledge me.
No, that's work, Lisa. We don't talk about her.
Yeah. Yeah. I, like, just refused to acknowledge that I worked at a restaurant, which is, I'm just a psycho. There's nothing wrong with that.
Even with, like, not even entertainment industry people on the line. When I used to work at a restaurant, well, I had two very embarrassing incidents happen at Louise's Trattoria, where I was a waitress.
Did you shit your pants at work?
I'm sure. Okay. I was very busy. I didn't have time for bathroom breaks. I was barely staying alive. But I was working two jobs. And the worst that happened was I was substitute teaching at the time. So
Oh, no.
I know. Yeah. So I had a junior high class that day and it was art, which is my favorite class to sub. Like, subbing art is the best.
Yeah.
But my kids were being shits and like the bell rang and they didn't clean up their stuff. And I was like, okay, clean up. I was like, seriously, you guys can't go to recess until you clean up. And they weren't listening to me. And I was like, I'm cool. Don't push me. But they pushed me. So I blocked the door and I was like, nobody's going to recess until you clean up. And I made them all miss their recess. I was like, that's right. You have consequences with Miss Barker.
No. Yeah.
That night.
No.
That night. I'm working at Louise's, the dinner shift at Louise's, wearing a men's dress shirt and a clown tie that I wore as like a silent fuck you to Louise's and shoes for crews. And I'm like running spaghetti everywhere and putting Parmesan. And I walk up to a table with my notepad and I just hear Miss Barker. And I look down.
No,
children who I had detained 6 hours earlier were now at my fucking table.
Oh, my God.
No. Yeah. This is a nightmare.
I had to wait on them.
This is like something directly out of a movie.
this is a rom-com.
No.
It was, and then, of course, they told everyone at the school that I worked at Louise's. So for like, even
it
after
would
I
all come
quit,
in.
So then you're just getting roasted.
I was getting roasted, and junior high kids are so good at roasting, and it would be like 3 years later, and so I'd be like, yo, Miss Barker, do you work at Louise's?
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
Oh my God.
Teens are the scariest.
They're so scary.
Yeah, I got like owned by teens a few times. But mostly they like me, but like when they wanted to own me, they owned me.
My heart still will start beating a little fast sometimes. Yeah. You see a gaggle of them every once in a while now, and it's like, oh, don't fuck with me, please.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
This is not anywhere near this, but there's like, it's always someone related to the improv that I took when I moved to LA.
Sure.
There's a dad, like, I, you know, the place I work has a preschool attached, and there is a dad who is friends with somebody who I did improv with years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we didn't even know each other, but I still know who he is. Mm-hmm. And I'll see him come in and bring the stroller, and I like hide behind the other side of the office. Because, like, literally, what would you say to that person? Right. There's just no conversation. I would rather you be a stranger. Like, there's nothing I can say to you.
Well, and just pretend you don't know me. Can we just agree?
I mean, and he might have decided that also, because we've luckily have not had to interact at all.
That's good. But
I keep seeing him, like, in the beyond, you know?
Man. Yeah. I was at our Target a couple, maybe like 3 or 4 months ago, and one of the bartenders from All Star Lanes was also there, and we did this Target dance of
catching
each other out of the corner of our eye for probably half an hour, neither of us said anything, but we would definitely see each other and then just walk to the next aisle.
It ruins the Target experience.
Yeah. I was like, I come here to center myself.
Yes.
Here's the app. There's an app. Okay. This is the app associated with the enemy's list sleeping app.
Yeah.
Is that they know your enemy's location. Not enemies. Even just associates'
acquaintances.
Location.
Yeah.
So you can do the Target dance efficiently by knowing
Pac-Man, like reverse Pac-Man. You're trying not to get the guy.
I mean, that feels like an extension of Facebook. That feels like they have all the info already.
Yeah,
they know where we are.
Of course they do.
Yeah, they're just not telling us they know, but we know they know. Yeah.
Also, there is something really satisfying about seeing somebody you know, and there's a mutual dislike, and then you're just like, we're just going to not... We're not going to do a fake hi.
Oh, no.
Like, we just don't like each other. And that's fine. And we could just move on.
Well, and then you're both getting a story out of it, because you're both going to go back to your friends and be like, look, guess who I fucking saw?
Yeah.
100%.
It's eventful.
Yeah.
Yeah. An acquaintance is a worst case scenario.
That is the best.
Okay.
Did you have another question?
Yes, I do.
No, that was it.
Oh, you do.
What did you do for your last birthday?
Oh, for my last birthday, I had friends get together for drinks at a bar, and then I invited... this is so embarrassing, but I can say it now because I have a boyfriend for a little while.
For however long this lasts.
Until he hears this podcast.
For a little while, he's around.
He's really great. I just, don't think anything's ever going to last. Anyway, so for the last 11 years of being single, I did the same thing every year where I would have people get together for drinks for my birthday, and then I would invite every single guy I had a crush on. And then just kind of see what kind of magic happens.
Oh my
and I did
God.
That.
Yeah.
That's
brilliant. You're wearing a hot outfit.
Yeah.
It's your birthday.
You get to see how many friends you have.
Obviously. Yeah. And then the guy that I mainly had the crush on last year didn't come. And then I was like, fuck you. And he had texted me that day. He's like, I'll see you tonight. And then he didn't come. And I was like, fuck you. And then last time I saw him, he tried to be flirty. And I was stone cold. I was like, you could be dead right now.
Not on
I don't
your
even
birthday,
care.
You don't.
Not on my birthday.
No.
You don't. And I need to fucking parade you around like a piece of meat I might have. So this is, it's twofold. It's like, you're insulting me. And also, I don't get to make other people upset.
Right.
Just...
How dare you take that from me on my birthday?
It's just
was your current boyfriend one of the crushes at that birthday party?
No, I met him in my birthday's November, and I met him in January.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So you get to parade him around this birthday.
Yeah, I parade him around as much as I can. I don't see him a whole lot. He just moved to Hermosa Beach from wherever he was. I can't remember where.
From wherever.
I can't remember the name of the town. It's not El Segundo. He was living by the airport, and then he moved further south. And I'm like, cool, I'll see you in a year.
Yeah, see you never. Yeah.
But you know what? Redondo, because I went to LMU.
Mm-hmm.
So Redondo is where I went to college.
It's nice.
And it is great over there.
Yeah, I really like it down there.
Now, I will say, because have we been surfing over there? We usually go to Malibu, right? Because not only are there great whites there, they do empty all of the sewers of Los Angeles into that beach. So don't go swimming in Redondo.
Oh, yeah, that seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went on a run there recently, and I was like, it was such a hot day, and the whole run, I was like, as soon as I'm done with this run, I'm going to take off all my clothes except my sports bra and just get in the water. And then I remembered the poop.
Yeah. Sounds like it could be some interesting surfing.
Wait, so the water's warmer then?
Ride the waves.
Some other chunky,
exactly.
Chunky shark surfing.
Sightseeing across the way.
Yeah.
Wait,
how
do they just dump the sewage into the ocean? Am I stupid? I don't know how this works.
It might be treated. Here's what I know. I know that beach is called Shit Pipe.
Oh,
that.
Does it have something to do with who hangs out there, though? I mean, what truly?
No, because there is a big pipe.
Oh,
that beach is called Shit Pipe, and it often has an F rating.
Ooh.
Who's rating? Where's the beach rating?
Oh, you can check them. It's surfing. You check the water, what the ratings are.
But who's rating? Who's deciding these?
What is this? Where is this rating?
Environmentalists, I guess.
But they test the water. Surf rating? Or what's the rating?
It's just the rating for the health.
They do a little
test. Like how safe the water is. Yeah. Every day they give you a report.
I didn't know if it was a water rating or like beach
just
general.
Just the water. Rating. Like how dangerous
yeah.
it is.
Oh, wait, one shaka.
Yikes. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Like after a big storm, because like LA is such a big city. I guess this is probably most cities, but you can't go surfing after a big storm because the major, like all the beaches have Fs because it just like,
so oh, it's just nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. It's really upsetting. What are we trying to say when we say
save the
earth?
So is your boyfriend living on shit or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Hermosa, is that different? Is that
Hermosa's
different?
Right next to Redondo. Okay. I mean, just check the water quality.
It's really pretty.
It's gorgeous. I love it.
He does a lot of beach volleyball, so that's great. I mean,
whatever. Who the fuck is this?
Top Gun.
His name's Brian.
Hottie.
Yeah. Really cute.
I just know he lives at the beach and does volleyball. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's pretty
Do
good.
We know him?
No, I haven't had a chance to parade him up here yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, do we know him? I'm trying to interrogate
I'm like, I just
you.
Brought him up here somewhere recently, and I don't remember what I brought him to.
Okay, let's whatever. Do one more
I got
hot
one more.
Cue before we...
Oh.
Have you
Ooh.
Ever been on a horse?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Sorry, that was a really erotic way to
say. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is his name Brian?
Been on a horse cock.
Yeah. I think that's a snake.
Yeah. Yeah, I went actually. I guess it was a while ago. It must have been like 6 years ago now. But there was like a spot up in Malibu where I had a gift card too, and I went. Ugh. And my friend had a lot of experience
Definitely
with horses,
like
so
you were
she like
say where I had a horse, where I kept my horse.
Yeah, secret horse in the mountains, Lisa Curry.
Oh, I wish.
Wouldn't put it past you. Actually, you seem like you'd have a secret horse somewhere.
You know what? I can't wait until I do.
That's that Indiana
that
coming
great.
Out.
That sounds amazing. But yeah, the last time I went with do you guys know Sari? Sari Tract. She's an editor. But she's like a comedy editor. So she's whatever. She's friends with a lot of comedy people.
Yeah.
But she's had way more experience with horses than me. So I went riding with her, and then she's like, "Let's hang back from the group." So like she had talked to the instructor ahead of time, so we got to hang back and then like run the horses down the trail, and it was so fucking fun. I was like, I don't even care if I die right now.
Yeah,
that is
yeah,
it was cool. Really yeah. exhilarating. The most free feeling.
Oh,
we just
yeah.
had like the most no, opposite.
That's amazing. Horrible.
Yeah.
That makes me want to die. Live.
It's such a primal. It is like almost sexual. Like it is just like
just that adrenaline
deal.
Rush.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think you and I are both on the same page.
It's
like
the blonde
any
of it
kind
all.
Of yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel
we're
like
the same.
Blonde white ladies probably love horses.
Yeah.
Well.
Yes,
yeah.
They
yeah.
probably.
I mean, if there's one thing you learn in elementary school, it's that blonde white ladies love horses. Yeah.
I can't. I don't even know if it's a choice I've made or if it's just like in my blood.
It made me. You know? Yeah.
It's part of the bleach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like an expensive candle.
Yeah.
I've
also recently learned how to shoot a bow and arrow. So,
okay.
You know, there's free
archery
at Rancho Park
oh.
on Pico.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it used to, they built an archery range for when LA hosted the Olympics and now it's just sitting there. So they do free archery. So like if we can find a time to combine the two tests.
Oh, great. Well, you don't have to ask me twice.
Come on, Centaur.
Lisa and I really want a travel show. I'm just putting that out there.
Listen, we made a doc.
Oh,
I thought
God.
It was going to be
I'm
a lot of fun.
I'm just seeing you guys in the apocalypse on your horses with bows and arrows.
That's what we want.
But like also with like maybe a beer in the holster.
Yeah. And then afterwards, like we'll try some exotic fish, even though I don't really eat meat.
Sure.
It'll be great.
It's the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. You know what's weird? So speaking of fish, I like have I started eating mollusks on my honeymoon, and even though I don't eat meat, I like love oysters.
Oh, they're so good.
Okay.
I had oysters.
Yeah.
I'm like, isn't that a big jump, kind of, though?
Yeah,
I think
it is.
They're horrible to me, but they're not the meat. They're just like a weird, they're like a, what are they?
They're like
slime.
Yeah.
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 They're so good.
Love them.
That's great.
Love oysters.
Yeah. Me too. Mm.
They just
I don't know if they're like, when people say they're an aphrodisiac, I'm like, I don't know if it like makes you horny or if you're just like, I will put slimy stuff in my mouth.
Maybe it's more of like a primal thing.
Yeah. I don't know if they make you horny or if slutty people like oysters.
Yeah. 100%.
All right, we'll be back. Everybody, It's Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Lisa Curry.
Hey.
Lisa was scrolling.
Came really quickly.
We're going to solve some lady problems. If you have one, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Yep.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems.
Do you have them?
Some people have them.
You're also welcome to send us a follow-up about your lady problem, which is what one of our listeners did. If you remember from last episode or the one before that,
a couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah. We had a listener write in about how, so she sits next to a bathroom at her work and it was totally fine until now two guys come in and they blow it up every day, multiple times a day.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she's trying to figure out what to do because she says it's a really, really bad situation.
Yeah, it's bad.
We got to
get them
up.
Fired.
I mean, that's probably what
I don't know.
This.
My first option is eliminate them.
Well, there something's being eliminated.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, we've got to follow up, and then maybe we can.
So she just kind of gave us some more information, basically. So I was listening to you ladies try to solve my dilemma. I realized that I should have pointed out that I live in West Virginia, and my office is run by men who are also Trump supporters.
Oh no.
I am an outspoken feminist, and am schooled to get my paralegal degree to assist with asylum seekers at the border. Good for you.
That's amazing.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Best fucking listeners.
All that to say, there's no value for women in my company, and the men in charge seem to have no respect toward women in general. As I showed in my picture, there are slots for agency male across from the men's room, and I'm usually standing there slotting when the main perpetrator comes to do his...
Poopetrator.
Yes. The main poopetrator comes to do his post-lunch damage. Ugh. He always engages me in conversation before heading into the bathroom, and I'm usually still working in that area when he comes back out. Despite this, he never seems to have any shame, because we suggested to her, why don't you talk to them a bunch, and maybe they'll, you know,
feel embarrassed.
Stop doing it.
Yeah, humanize yourself. Make them realize somebody is right there.
Right.
Yeah.
She said, we do have air fresheners in both bathrooms, and I have attempted to get the men to use poopery previously with no results. I'm friends with another feminist in the office, and she has a side hustle where she sells subversive cross-stitch patterns. Shout out to Stitches Little on Etsy. Perhaps I can get her to create something for me to hang in the bathroom that says, I don't come to your office to shit, or something simpler, like shame, shame, I know your name.
I vote that one.
It's free. So, thank you, so ladies, funny. For all your help. Wow.
Well, cross-stitch.
I think cross-stitch, but I think you need to send them kind of some kind of pulley lever system where it... They're shitting and it literally like drops down in front of their face while they're so they know it's for them. Yes. It's like it's some kind of system where they sit down and it releases the cross stitch that says shame, shame. I know your name.
Yes.
God, I wish there was something. See, I want to do something more evil. I would be like fill the bathroom with spiders. Like I don't know. Yeah. There has to be something that's just so awful that they can't
Piranhas
stand
in the
it.
Toilet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Fuck. This sucks.
I think maybe, on a real note, I think maybe have a lit candle there all day might help a little bit. I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it.
But then who, she's
got
to go get these
matches?
Candles?
I know. It's definitely not the solution, but like, oof.
Now
but.
I'm kind of like.
Can you just lock them in there so they have to sit in their own stench for like 30 minutes?
They'd love it.
Oh, you know, guys love smelling there.
They do?
I think they do. That's why they stay in there so long. They must, right?
Oh.
I think they must. Otherwise, they'd leave. There's so
Maybe.
Many more, there's
I'm
so many
always so confused
seats.
About the whole long poop.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand it.
I think like sometimes it's an escape, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But from what situation. No, I'm saying at work. I think sometimes, you
right.
know, people
right.
are like
yeah.
getting away.
Yeah.
Take a load off.
Yeah, take a load off, put a load
put
in.
Put a load down.
Yeah.
Oh, I have God. To say I'm not anti-pooping in public, like
no.
outside of your house, though.
No,
that's weird.
I'm like, I can't.
No,
get
she's
on board
saying
with
they
that.
Literally okay. blow it up multiple times a day, so yeah. her sure tire her. Office
what are people eating out in West Virginia? Is it like just?
I think like mostly you know
garbage?
Arugula,
yeah, yeah,
some, a little bit of lemon juice and some yeah. salt and pepper.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the state. The state lunch.
The state
oh my
lunch.
Gosh!
It's like on their flag.
avocado toast is the
but
lunch.
Yeah,
California
state lunch is just an Adderall.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
So he's engaging with her and then he's going to take a dump after that.
So
now
shameless.
I'm like, maybe it's time to low-key look for a different job because this feels like a bigger issue than just the shit.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awful.
Well, also, if everybody there is an asshole and like a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
I don't think I could work in a place where I was surrounded by Trump supporters. I mean, no judgment if you're stuck there. That's not.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. Yeah.
But maybe like bigger and better things for you.
Probably not as much of an option there.
Maybe the poop is a metaphor.
Yeah.
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 Maybe you're living in an allegory.
Join forces with your other coworker and like figure, you know.
I just want I want there to be like revenge. I'm not comfortable with her
just
solving the problem.
I know. Yeah, we're not giving enough revenge. We're not giving enough revenge options.
Well,
really.
Maybe you poop on their car.
Yeah.
Is this too much to ask?
No.
Don't wrap up your tampons and you throw them away. Really fuck them up.
Oh, yeah. Drop one on the floor. One on the floor.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A quick and easy.
I mean, that's a nuclear situation, but go for it.
Yeah.
It.
They seem to have earned it.
This is a good idea because we had said, like, try to get the unisex bathrooms and then maybe they'll, like, but in the interim, maybe you say, you put a, you know, like, not working on the one toilet, so it's only theirs, and then you do that. You start dropping a bunch of stuff in theirs. Tampons, whatever you can do.
What if you have like a Diva cup full of red food coloring, and then you're walking past their desks, and then you fall? They don't know how pussies work, so they'll think it just came out of you.
Yeah.
And you just like... You could even have like a little, like just like tucked into, if you're wearing a skirt, have like a water gun, but filled with red...
A squib. Red. You guys were
and you just start squirting it out, and you're like, ah!
I would love that. Definitely.
And then spell out with your blood, I quit.
Yeah. Stop shitting next to me. It's a lot of blood.
These are all good options. Also, I will say there is the secret birthday card option, which maybe your office is too small, but when I've talked about this before. When I worked at my last office job and no one knew who the fuck I was, I would write fake messages all the time in people's birthdays.
Oh, this
cards,
because
they didn't know. I was like, they're not going to know who wrote this, and I wouldn't sign it.
This is the best thing.
But, like, what if you literally next...
Wait. What messages?
Yeah, like what?
I would say stuff like I'll always remember that time in the break room, and, like, weird stuff that, like... Like, alluded to something that never happened. No. But yeah, that's what I'm, so next on one of their birthdays next time, you like sneak on one of those cards, like stop blowing up. I guess they'll still know it's her, huh?
Yeah.
You might have to wait a whole year though. What if their birthday was last week, you know?
Oh, yeah, true.
Damn it. Man.
I mean, she could set up a fake email. And then send out a mass email about a problem in the lower bathroom. Like, it's come to our attention that two of you.
Ooh. Or what about just, it's, what about it that put on a fake, like, it's not working sign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until they get used to using a different one.
That might be the...
Like, train them like a dog.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Dogs.
Oh, my God. Wait, combo. Make the other bathroom, whatever one they would use, like, nice some way. Like,
snacks.
A little bit nicer.
Bathroom snacks? Are guys into that?
I don't know. Something.
Who knows?
Whatever the fuck it is. Combo that and then say this one's not working.
Do you enjoy a chocolate while you're on the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah, train them somehow that, like, every time they walk by that new bathroom, there's, like, a treat outside.
Yeah. There's a vintage Playboy in that bathroom or
right.
some shit.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-mm.
I like that.
Me too.
Well, let us know if any of that helps you.
Oh, my God. Please try one of these things.
I'm determined to help this woman now.
Maybe Vaseline the toilet seat, too. Like, do, like... They can't.
But
say
it's hard
because
they're not the only guys using it, right?
Yeah, that's the problem.
They pretty much are, though.
They are. They were the ones blowing it up. I think there are other people who use it, but they're just the ones who, like, leave a stink every time.
I think keep the out of order sign up.
I like the out of order.
Because even if they know it's coming from her, that's still getting the message across.
Yeah. I think, like, a good 2 weeks of that, and they're going to have to find somewhere else to shit, then maybe it'll just be...
And then, you know what, if this continues for another, we'll say 3-4 months, just shit at their desk. Just shit, just come into work early, and take a coffee shit on their desk.
I mean, coffee shits, I'm all about them.
And then you don't even have to, who's gonna test it? No one.
No.
No.
Test the poop?
Yeah. No one will know you did it if you come in early enough.
They don't have your DNA on file. Can you find poop through DNA?
Of course you can.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
DNA through poop?
Yeah. Cool. I just wanted to double check.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. It feels
not,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, classic, you know, there's classic flaming bag of dog poop on someone's.
That is evergreen.
I think I did try to do it once, actually.
Yeah, what movie was that in?
Oh, God. What is it?
It gets Dennis the Menace?
It gets all over their foot.
Yeah.
Back to the Future? Does it happen in one of the Back to the Futures? Am I making that up?
Does it?
What
it
definitely is
happens, it? It definitely happens in Dennis the Menace.
Oh, I feel it like it happens really? In a lot of movies.
The live action one with Christopher Lloyd, uh-huh. The scariest hobo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
The guy, the character that was in a completely different movie than the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
He's so scary in that movie.
Maybe
he stabbed the
one.
Kid's apple. Man.
But I feel like it's
was
in
it
a couple.
One of the vacation?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it?
It sounds like a National Lampoon thing.
Because
that prank was real hot for a minute.
It feels like somebody must have written Chevy
Let's
Chase.
Let's bring that back.
Into it.
You know what? Yeah. If we're bringing reading back, we should bring dog shit back.
Yeah, there's all kinds of other things from the 80s we need to bring back. Yeah.
Okay, let's do the other lady problem now.
Here we go. Hey, ladies, and whoever the guest may be. Hi, Lisa. I'm just going to jump right into it. I met my boyfriend online a few years ago, and he came to meet me just last year. I lived in Pennsylvania, and he lived in Virginia. We hit it off when we met, and he wanted me to move back to Virginia with him. Take note, I'm only 19, and he's 20. So he moved out of my parents' house and moved in with his family. It was awkward at first, but they totally accepted me. Fast forward a year, and now we fight a lot, and he always says, just break up with me already. Recently, he took me off his lock screen and deleted a lot of our pictures. He also changed his profile photo on Facebook to just him and took off that he was in a relationship.
Oh, God.
I confronted him and said if he wanted to see other people, he asked if he wanted to see other people, and he said no and said it was just for privacy, which I find hard to believe. He just recently started college and is gone a lot. Should we break up?
Yes.
Yes.
No, absolutely no
Sorry,
question.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
Does that mean he's already moving on? What should I do? Sorry for the long email. Appreciate any advice you guys have.
Break up immediately. You're so young.
You're
like,
done.
Go get some other dick.
This is the best years of your life. Don't even...
Yeah.
I'm sorry you have to expend the brain cells to even break up with him.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah, actually, you don't even have to be kind about it. Like,
no.
He's already done all this, like, undoing of things. It sounds like just pack up and leave.
Yeah, it's insane that he's done all of that, but he also won't go the extra step just to be like, I think this is over.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like, he wants you to be the one to do it, which is...
He's a huge coward. You don't need that.
Yeah. So you could just ghost him if you want to, I think. I think she could ghost him if she wants.
I think move out of his parents' house, but pack a bag of food. When you go.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just like, but as like revenge.
Take
one more load of laundry.
Yes.
Yes. Put like pack, maybe get an extra suitcase. Pack yourself some toilet paper, some just things you need.
Preparations. Yeah.
It's like leaving an office on the last day where you take all of everything that you can.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the post-its,
if they
all
have
the
a
stickies.
Dog, take it.
All the Tupperware, whatever's in it, take it. Doesn't matter if it's about to go bad.
Yeah.
That's yours. Yeah.
That's it. You're done.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yes, yeah. That makes it, you're going to meet, guess what? The thing about dick, there's always more.
So much.
It's endless. It's endless.
Yeah, so much. Get out of there.
Yeah, you made a big move. I mean, you met him online and he came to meet you and then he convinced you to move to where he lives. That's a big deal. And I think, like, you know, internet relationships can be so, like, intense. And then once you meet, you have that honeymoon period, like any relationship. But you obviously, like, it was not, you know, it's a year later and you guys, that's how the shit goes. It's just not working. Like, it's okay, but get out.
Yeah, well, get out.
There's no, you know the answer. This is one of those things where it's like, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to read it so we could be like, okay, no, we all agree. Get out. Get out.
So that's
we love
that.
You. You deserve better.
It'll
We're
be great,
so
though.
Excited for your new
it's
life.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Maybe get out of Virginia, though, if you can.
Yeah.
I would, you know, if it's out
cool
there,
parts.
If it's out there for you, you know, maybe you want to go home for a little bit and regroup or something like that. Oh, or just say fuck it and
move to DC. Plenty of dick there.
Yeah. DC's a blast. Richmond's fucking cool as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun town.
There will be dick everywhere you go.
Everywhere you
go. For the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, it's
as a matter of fact,
you.
When you die, someone's going to fuck your corpse. So, I mean.
And that's a cross stitch.
Oh, my God. There's the best advice we could give this 19-year-old.
Being real.
Oh my God. Lisa's, like, disturbed by what she just said.
just telling you the odds.
What a fucking coward. God.
I know. It's really aggravating.
It's a very, like, 20-year-old man thing to do.
It's
just, like, can't handle actually doing it.
And it's very gaslighty, too.
You've got to do his work for him, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. What? No, we're not. I didn't. What? I just took you off the photos, and I don't say we're in a relationship, and you're not on my lock. I don't see you all the time, and I'm always gone. What? What's the matter? There's nothing the matter.
Oh, yeah.
God. Oh, you want to break up with me? Fuck you.
Lots of people pretend like people don't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Fuck that.
Yeah,
get out
I
of
would.
There.
Yeah, I was. We were just talking about that, looking directly at someone and knowing mutually that you know one another, and just being like, we're not connecting right now. It's not what's happening.
You're having that Target encounter with your supposed boyfriend right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get
yeah.
out.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Get out of Target. Don't even buy anything.
No.
Go to the parking lot. Drive home.
Absolutely. Yes. And also, you ever see him again, pretend you don't know who he is.
Oh. Yeah. 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 So yeah. good.
Yeah, absolutely. Bye-bye.
And feel free to send him this episode.
Yeah.
We hey. Always say that.
I feel free. And
it happens
yeah.
sometimes.
You know, yeah. it's been a long time, but I think we should do it.
Yeah.
Dump him.
Yay.
Yeah.
Lisa, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh, ooh. I'll tell you what, not Wiki Feet, because I have fucking gnarly feet. Anyway,
are you serious? We all recently, I don't
really
want to brag,
huge wide
you.
Feet, and they're like scarred.
Did you bring
up.
This up independently? Did you no. know that we've been talking about it on here?
No. I didn't know that.
We, Lisa, we have like a Wiki you, Feet. Thread.
After this episode, you might be on Wiki Feet.
Yeah, yeah, because we had someone no. that put them on Wiki Feet, like after a bunch of photos.
We think. Yeah. The founder of Wiki Feet might be a listener.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're all on there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I have the lowest rating. It fucking is bullshit.
And that sucks because I have nasty feet.
I've oh, yeah. Mine should feet. Not be.
Oh, mine are terrible.
At all. Yeah.
Mine are, like, my family makes my fun of me for my feet.
I really do. I really
they're cute
the way
feet.
They look.
They're cute feet.
I like really cute feet.
I'd fuck your feet.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
Has anyone else here been called hippie foot?
No, I think that means you just need to wash your feet, Tess.
I get like that I just imagine little bits of hemp strewn throughout it.
How far from a bath were you?
A toe
Dude,
ring.
Have I not talked about this on here? I no. cannot figure out how to keep my feet clean. Like,
how often do you go? You're barefoot.
I almost never wear shoes. Yeah, but yeah. I
think we found a clue.
But I wash my feet as if they were hands. Like, I probably wash my feet in the sink like hands 3 times a day.
What? What?
I do that.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Tess just left out of her That's... chair.
What did you just say?
No wonder you do so much yoga. You get your fucking
what? Because your feet are wet from just getting washed all the time. They got dirt all over them afterwards.
Like, I do wash my feet in the sink before I go to bed because I don't like dirty feet in my bed.
What? See? What?
Yeah.
This is a blonde lady thing. What the fuck is this? Tell me, Lauren.
Shaq's always like, what the fuck are you? I'm like, my feet
I like
washing.
Fully put up yeah. in
Why
the sink,
you guys
soap
get, like,
in
a wipe
it.
Yeah. Or something?
Yeah. Well, I have wipes in my purse for before yoga. I wash my feet. Like, I will be like, how are my feet so... I will wash my feet like a hardcore scrub with hand soap, and an hour later, I will look like a Sasquatch.
What?
Yeah.
Well, if you're just bare... Do you, like, pop outside or what?
No. I mean, maybe...
Okay.
I wouldn't not. Like, I would go.
Yeah, I wouldn't not.
If
either.
I had to quick run out to my car, I might not wear shoes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I'm just, I don't know.
I'm barefoot all the time. I, like, never wash my feet except when I'm taking a shower.
Thank
fine.
You. What people say it's because I don't wear shoes. I'm like, other barefoot
no.
don't have this problem.
Yeah, no. My feet are, like, usually fine.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
Wait, are your feet made of skin or dirt? I need to just know.
Honestly, it might be dirt. Like, I have. They seem to draw in dirt.
Wait, hold on. I missed.
Maybe you always have toxins coming out of your feet. Maybe it's coming from the inside. The call's coming in from inside the house.
A lot of toxins.
That's what's going on.
You wipe down your feet before yoga?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a thing that people do?
No, I have.
I've
no,
never
it's
heard
me.
That in my life.
It's me.
Yeah, I don't
and like
do that.
I'll go get a massage, and I'll be like, I need to get a massage. Obviously, I'll wash my feet first, and then.
What is going on? Tess?
And then I will get to the massage, and the masseuse. I'll just hear them grumble, and then they take out wipes and wipe my feet. Because
what?
No one's ever wiped my feet. What?
Is it like maybe
what's
it's
happening
your shoes
inside of your shoes?
Maybe
yeah.
it might be my shoes, but it's not like I wear the same pair of shoes every day.
No.
I can't figure it out. I
don't know what's going on.
Listeners, we have a lady problem. If any of you have any idea.
This might be a medical issue. I don't know. I don't know if it has shit to do with gender.
Whoa.
Damn. You really need like a Mary Magdalene or something to
yeah,
come
yeah, yeah.
out.
Oh
my god. I would be so that's the main thing I would use her for.
Oh my god.
I mean, yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. My mind is blown.
Wow.
Mine too. My feet are blown.
Holy shit.
I have what I would describe as heavy calluses. So I don't know if that picks up the dirt.
Oh, maybe.
No, I mean, I've got pretty, I mean, bottom
sometimes
of my feet
I feel
are
like
rough.
I'll, like sometimes if I'm walking around barefoot a lot, I'll scrub my feet because my feet are pretty calloused and yeah. like I'll scrub them. But there's like just like an extra layer of crevice you can't get into.
Exactly.
It's like, what am I going to do?
Exactly.
Take a fucking SOS pat to my foot?
I like kind of want to see both of your feet right now. I like,
God.
I kind of like want to see what you were working with while we're podcasting. These filthy claws next to us. What's going on?
We lead adventurous lives.
Fucking Mowgli over here.
What goes on?
I'm surprised I don't find a seashell in there sometimes. Like it's bad. Oh, it's bad. Wow. It's like sedimentary rock, I would say.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're one with the earth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Good old hippie foot.
Well, we
see, this doesn't look
this.
Like there's yeah. none of that on WikiFeet, though. It's just
no.
The tops.
The tops.
No one's getting the bottoms.
Yeah.
And that is so true. And I make sure no one gets the bottoms.
Yeah. Or oh, anyway, so where funny. Can everyone see your feet, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. You know what? You can follow me on Instagram, please, because I need more followers. At Olympian Lisa Curry.
And you have that because?
Oh, yes. I have that because there's an Olympic gold medalist named Lisa Curry, and she took our name. So I took Olympian because, yeah, like, good. Bitch, what are you doing? If I was an Olympic gold medalist, I'd be wearing the medal right now. Like, it would not leave my body. Yeah. It's insane. And on Twitter, unfortunately, I'm Lisa_Curry, but all my shit, everything is on my website, lisacurry.net. I can't get Lisa Curry on fucking anything. Just like my name.
It's annoying. Sorry, no, I'm like gonna just thing. Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you guys have like great. You came up with clever things right away, and I couldn't think of anything clever when Twitter started. So I was like, I guess I'm Lisa_Curry.
Yeah.
And then I finally came up with Olympian Lisa Curry. It was too late to backtrack and go to. Anyway, I'm really upset about it.
Yeah. We'll follow Lisa and all of her horrible handles.
And watch this upcoming season of The Jim Jefferies Show.
Yeah.
Which
Lisa's writing. Oh, wait. When will this air? It starts, Tuesdays. Tuesdays at 10/9 Central, I think is what it is.
Yeah, it comes out in like a week and a half or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. And we're going to head over to Patreon if you want to hear our top secret session with Lisa.
That's right. Yeah. Patreon.com/ladytolady.
We'll talk about the rest
and
of the
we'll
dirt.
We'll talk about what we have left.
What we have left to reveal.
We just gave that all away for free.
We'll see you over there.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.